I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, welcome back to One Bills Live. Chris Brown, Steve Tasker with you here on a game day Thursday, and bringing in, as we do every week, to get your fantasy lineup right, it's the expert from ESPN, Field Yates, joining us for week 13. We're inching closer to playoffs here, Field, for fantasy footballers.
We are, Brownie, and here's the good news. If you're not doing so well in your season-long league, you get to go head over to FanDuel and make a daily fantasy lineup. You're sitting here saying to yourself, I just didn't quite make the playoffs, or whatever the circumstances might be. Instead, you've got $50,000 to spend, fake $50,000, of course, in your draft, your FanDuel lineup here, as we'll get into just now.
Well, perfect. Let's get us started then. I was checking it out before we came on the air, and Trevor Lawrence is on the menu. We haven't seen him yet this year, and now with the surging Jaguars, you're getting him in the lineup.
That's right, Steve, and he's got a great matchup. You're going to notice a few players from the same team this week because the matchup is just so good. And Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars travel up to Detroit, a place that you guys are very familiar with, as the Bills have played two games and won both of them at Ford Field, of course. You guys are also aware that Lions defense may be frisky, but not exactly deeply talented, which is why Trevor Lawrence is $7,500, cracks my lineup. More to come from the Jaguars in just a bit, but I'll take it right into the running backs in the interest of time here, because I'm paying up for two guys who I think could have significant days this upcoming week. Great matchup for Josh Jacobs, great matchup for Nick Chubb. Those two players are awesome every single week. But how about this? Josh Jacobs draws the Chargers, who are allowing the most yards per carry so far this season. He's priced at $9,500. $100 more is Nick Chubb. The Houston Texans are by far the worst run defense in the NFL. It's not even close. It's like a 30 yards per game difference between them and everybody else. We know Deshaun Watson returns for Cleveland this week, but they might be up 24-0 at halftime without having really thrown the ball that much. So two expensive running backs, but it seems like the week to pay up for them.
This is not a double dip. You're going triple dip here at receiver with your quarterback.
It's triple dip in the same game. And two guys that currently play for the Jaguars and one that used to play for the Jaguars. So Zay Jones, Christian Kirk, and DJ Chark, all three players who either currently or previously played for the Jaguars, and they're all in this game between the Lions and the Jags. Zay Jones priced at $6,400, Christian Kirk priced at $7,500, and DJ Chark priced at $5,300. It's about as getting as much exposure to this game as possible. Zay Jones has 24 targets over the past 2 weeks, been a nice player for Jacksonville. I mean, you guys obviously remember the beginning of his career, and he couldn't quite find his footing in Buffalo, but he's been a much improved player in his various stops since then. Christian Kirk got paid a bunch of money, and the Jaguars paid him a bunch of money to throw him the football a whole lot. He has been a very busy man for Trevor Lawrence this season. And then DJ Chark back from IR. You guys saw him last week. What does he do really well? He is extremely fast. If he gets one or two big plays, that'll more than pay off the $5,300 price tag.
And then let's head to the tight end and the flex position as you're finally getting away from the Detroit-Jacksonville game.
That's right. And Logan Thomas at tight end, $5,000. You know, tight ends are a really tricky spot in fantasy football. You know, there's really one guy at the top of the food chain. That's Travis Kelce. Mark Andrews, not that far behind. And there are a few guys that are kind of in the next tier, but it's really hard to find great tight ends. And so the price points make it pretty tricky. So Logan Thomas is just a reasonable option. He's been playing a whole bunch of snaps recently for the Commanders. So that's kind of the impetus for having him in my line with $5,000. And then Elijah Moore for the Jets, who he played 21 snaps last week. And if you're sitting there saying to yourself, 21 snaps is not a whole lot. Well, it is much more than what he was playing in the weeks prior to that, as Elijah Moore had just faded from the Jets offense entirely. I think having Mike White in the lineup makes this passing offense more prolific. It's against a Minnesota defense that I think you can throw the football against. He's priced at $5,700. I like myself some Elijah Moore in that flex option.
Yeah, so that's a question I've got for you, Field, because when you have a quarterback change like that, are you just pretty much flying by the seat of your pants? Are you going back to training camp reports? Who got reps with who in training camp to determine who's going to get the bulk of the volume? I mean, obviously, you're expecting Garrett Wilson to still get the bulk of the volume, but a change at quarterback can dramatically impact, in this case with the Jets, for example, a guy like Elijah Moore or a guy like Tyler Conklin. How do you kind of assess and make, you know, educated guesses, if you will, as to who would be the best answer?
Yeah, so Moore played 21 snaps, as I mentioned last week, and had just two catches. One of them did find the end zone. My expectation is going to play more. He's kind of worked his way out of the doghouse in New York. I mean, he requested a trade, and then he sort of backed off that request. It's been a very curious year for him in New York, to say the least. I'm just sort of going with the gut, though, here, Brownie, is that second-round pick last year, who looked like he was going to be the Jets' number one wide receiver for some period of time, they ended up drafting Garrett Wilson. That was not the case. And Mike White, you know, is he a more talented player than Zach Wilson? Probably a bit of a subjective question. You know, Zach Wilson, the number two overall pick for a reason, but he's played a whole lot better than Zach, and the offense seems a lot more competent with Mike White under center.
And, of course, you took and last remaining pick was the Chicago Bears defense. Playing against the Green Bay Packers, who picking any defense against the Green Bay offense in years past has been an absolute no-no. My, how things have changed.
They sure have. And, you know, obviously right now we don't know whether Aaron Rodgers will play on Sunday. It sure sounds like he will. That being said, I mean, this Packers offense has not exactly been the scariest one to defend so far this season. But this would be one that you could easily pivot off of if we get word that Aaron Rodgers is available on Sunday. You know, defenses will routinely tell you they're not pay up for them. As a result of that, if Aaron Rodgers plays and you're uncomfortable, not only do you have $3,200 to spend, but we left $300 in the bank to go pivot to somebody else who's slightly more expensive. If you stick with the Bears or a team priced at the same point, then you can put that $300 to a Christmas gift for Brownie and Steve.
There you go.
We'll take it.
Yeah. What are you asking?
Would you? Yeah, man. World I don't peace. Need anything. I'm fine.
We're gonna get Steve We're gonna get Steve two tickets to a Sabres game.
I already got. He's them, fine the there.
I got some. I got two.
He's got season tickets.
I got two tickets for tonight. You want them? Because I can't go.
Yeah.
You can't go.
I'll he's got to work.
Thompson jersey. What are they calling the new uniforms this year? Like the reverse logos. Those are awesome.
Yeah, reverse retro.
Reverse
I think
retro. Retro. Yeah.
Phrase
yeah.
they use. So real quick before we let you go, Field. The Patriots just look like a team that tries to hold the opponent under 20 points, play solid defense, hope they can find some hidden yards and special teams, and that Ramondre Stevenson can do enough to get them, you know, 17 to 20 points and win a football game. Knowing the high-powered potential of the Bills offense, are they just going to, like, we were talking about this, 10-0 after the first quarter in favor of the Bills. That's a win for the Patriots because they're kind of slowing down the Bills' scoring potential, I would think.
Yeah, you know, I think the Patriots' offense may be a little bit better than that. They showed some signs last week against the Vikings. They were actually playing pretty well. And here's the Patriots have done well. The Patriots have moved the football fairly well between the 20s. They have not been a good red zone offense, though. Yeah. And that's the kind of stuff that gets you in trouble against a great team like Buffalo. So if they can convert in the red zone, this would be a competitive game tonight. If they can't, then it won't be. I know that we have a million different ways we can analyze every single game this upcoming Sunday. But against the Bills, you can't settle for field goals. That's a very simple way, I know. But I think it's also a very important way. So tonight is a red zone-driven game and a third down-driven game. As you guys know, the Patriots have failed to force a punt of the Bills in the past two games that they have played. So if the Bills are as successful on third down as they have been over the past two games, this game will be like it was during the past two meetings.
Yeah,
good
stuff, Fields. Thanks.
All right, guys. I'll talk to you again next week. Happy December.
All right, happy December. We're happy already December. There. It's the ultimate fantasy lineup for week 13, presented by FanDuel. Make every moment more. That's Field Yates helping you with your lineup again this week. We will take a break. Steve and I back with plenty more coming up next here on One Bills Live, presented by Kaleida Health. It's Buffalo Bills Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.